Tarazan.
Yeah.
Have a question.
Yes.
Well, firstly, I want to say this is a really nice place for practice. And one thing I was thinking about what you were saying the first time about you just basically empty everything out.
Yeah.
So anything comes up, you don't replace it. You replace it with the Buddha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is like the extent or balance you have of having like good attachment or fortunate attachment?
What do you mean with fortunate attachment? You have to explain that.
Fortunate, like attaching yourself to, like, I guess, doing something good or having the channa, the good desire, and attaching yourself to doing that.
Yeah.
And what's that balance?
These things are not wrong, you know. But doing something good, that is more for lay people than for us.
But doesn't it support, I guess, the practice in a way? Like, because if you...
Of course it... I mean, all these things, you know. when you look at Buddhism, or when you look at the practice, you know, before you can even start to practice, you need to develop these things. You need to develop good action. You need to develop wholesome thought. You need to develop, you know, your precepts. You need to develop generosity, respect, gratitude before you actually can sit down and practice. Yeah? So when we decide, you know, now we only want to practice, you know, we forget about these things, you know, and just concentrate on practice. Yeah.
I guess in like a formal practice way, like.
Yeah. Yeah, just like here in the monastery, we don't concentrate on doing good, you know. I mean, you do good by practicing, yeah. So I mean, there's no physical thing, yeah. Of course, you want to help, you know, within the monastery or whatever needs to be done. That is okay, yeah. But you don't need to go out, you know, and buy this or buy that, you know, and give it, you know. That is not necessary.
Do you think that it's possible to like jump, I don't know the phrase, but like jump the horse? I don't know the phrase, jump the gun?
Yeah, for, yeah, yeah. And
like a West, like especially I've noticed for, I mean, just seeing myself compared to Asian people,
yeah,
it's very different in terms of just their way of having... gratefulness to people or just their feeling they have.
Yeah.
With their family, with friends, is so different. And I wonder how do you know if you're jumping your gun? Is it because your practice doesn't develop fast or doesn't go as you think it should be going, so to say? Like,
I mean, it can happen, you know, if you don't have enough of these qualities that your practice gets stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, to be honest, that's kind of true sometimes. And then I think, well, what's the way...
But it can also be get stuck because you do the wrong thing. You practice wrongly.
It feels more like a slow current of water sometimes. Like, nothing's happening. But I can sense that it's like... Yeah, it just seems like you're just in this limbo kind of experience. Even though you're doing the exact same thing,
yeah,
it's still limbo in a sense.
Yes, that is the feeling. But if you look, you know, if you do that for 3 months and you look back, you see that there's something developing. Mm. This thing is not going, you know, within a month or 2 months. The practice is, you know, 20 years, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, yeah. And that is, you know, I mean, you just have to chip away, yeah. I mean, the chipping away looks always the same, you know, nothing happens, you know, you don't see the inner core of it, you know, but you're still chipping away, you know, and sooner or later you will see the inner core.
Do you have any value to having or even developing like explosive experiences, like going high into...
You don't want to have explosive experiences.
Huh?
You don't want to have explosive experiences.
Someone told me that it's like it's good to have those experiences now and again, but it's not like you don't chase them or want them, but they kind
okay,
of.
Okay, so what do you mean with explosive experience?
I don't know all the terminology that you described to me, but jhana, like just going into jhana for the sake of just sitting in jhana and enjoying it, like sort of said.
Yeah, I mean that's what we are practicing right now here. I mean, if you cannot do the jhanas, at least you know you can enjoy, you know, doing samadhi, yeah? Where the mind is completely free, you know, of any attachment, yeah? And that's where you rest, yeah? And when you come out, then you do the hard work of investigation. That is our resting place, you know? That's why we need to also develop samadhi, yeah? And it is mostly, for most of the people who cannot go into deep samadhi, I mean, upachara samadhi or access samadhi is enough, yeah?
You need to look this up, I don't know. No.
Access samadhi is when there are no more thoughts and no more memories coming in, you know, and there's just the world of experience, there's no I.
That's second jhana?
The jhanas have always an object, yeah? I mean, there's object of feeling, you know, I'm bodily feeling and then mental feeling, yeah? And we have the object of Buddha or the breath, yeah? If it happens that you practice, you know, the jhanas in previous life, then you automatically go into the jhanas. If you have never practiced, don't worry about it, you know, just stay with, it's a calm, yeah?
But when you do the concentration on the Buddha, aren't you suppressing the hindrances?
No. You just don't put. People think we don't suppress anything. We just put our attention somewhere else. I mean, that's what you did your whole life. Yeah. You didn't want to see something. You didn't want to experience something. So you did something else. No. Is that suppressing it? You wouldn't call it suppressing, yeah?
It has like the quality, I think. I don't know, like the experience of doing this repetitive, well, I was doing Jesus, because it's more familiar for me, but.
Yeah, it's okay.
The repetitive nature of it feels like you're like pushing something away. Because what I was doing previous to that was more like when I see the hindrances come up, I'm like, oh, like I have to hold some thought. And then I relax, and then I just go back. I don't have to go immediately back into the Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Buddha, okay.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is not. It's not suppressing. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, you studied? You went to university or?
No.
Oh, but you went to school, you know, and you had to have a subject, you know, where it was difficult to concentrate on. So you had to force yourself to concentrate on to understand what was written there. Oh? You remember that?
Yeah.
So is it suppressing something else? No, it is just focusing. So, and that's the same as Jesus, yeah? And it does have the advantage that it leads to calm. Yeah? Because the other things, you know, that you think that you suppress, you know, there's always some restlessness. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't notice it because you went with the restlessness and so you didn't notice it. Yeah? And now, because you are with Jesus. You feel, yeah? you feel the boring nature, you feel the restlessness much, much more, yeah? And that's why you think it is tougher, it's much tougher, yeah? To hold on, to the life safer, you know, not to let go and just swim around, yeah? Yeah? Or to the buoy, yeah? Mm. Huh? Because that is much more difficult, you know, to hold on to something, you know, and not just to let yourself go. Yeah? And the whole world lets itself go. They go up in their thoughts and memories, you know, or go into this place or that place, you know. That's how they not notice the restlessness that drives them. Yeah? And now when we have it, we see this, I mean, it seems to be a power, yeah? We see this power that wants us to distract us, and that is nothing but boredom or restlessness. Yeah? But once that is gone, yeah? I mean, you're in sort of, yeah, some sort of heaven, you know? Yeah? Not real heaven, but you know, I mean, you're happy, yeah? You're contented, yeah? There's nothing that you wish. And for that moment that you rest in this place, you feel it. You know, it is like it's a room where these forces that, you know, constantly distract you have no power over. And that's why you feel safe. You might have experienced it, you know, for a short time, you know, but, you know, I mean, that is the way to go. It's tough. Yeah, anyone, and everybody of us went through that. Yeah? We have to go through that to see, you know, to see the force and the power, you know, that keeps us in this realm of birth and death. Yeah? It's not easy. Yeah? Yeah? And that's why lots of people give up, oh, it's so difficult, it's so difficult. But, you know, if they start next life, it is more difficult. Because the more you give in to these things, you know, I mean, the more the consumer, yeah? And the less energy or focus we have, you know, for doing the real work.
I need to mull it over. You know, mull it?
Yeah, yeah.
Over.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, take it easy, you know, there's nothing wrong, yeah? Yeah? But be consistent, yeah? Mm. Always try to come back. Always try to come back.
Okay, thank you.
Mireille.
We came here last year, February. We stayed a couple months, so we came to Udon again. I just wanted to come pay respects to Sean.
Oh, okay.
So, on my plan to ordain with Thanachan Thanh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to come pay respects and talk to him again.
That's okay.
I brought my friend from Melbourne.
Yeah. You're from Australia?
Yeah, we're. I went to Melbourne to study, and now I finished my studies, and now I'm coming back to Thailand.
But where were you born?
I was born in Thailand.
You were born in Thailand?
Yeah. I just went to Melbourne for university.
Ben Lu Kung, la?
Lu Kung.
So your father is also Australian?
My father is Australian.
How many months does the Ajahn Dan have?
Months.
Yeah.
When I went to stay with him during the Pansa, maybe 15? 59 during the Pansa. Right now, maybe 20 to 30?
Yeah.
20 to 30 right now.
It's a lot of months, huh? And he doesn't have any more energy to teach her.
I feel like he's pretty available. He gives a Dhamma talk every one time,
yeah.
And then the Nam Panat, you can approach him.
Okay, yeah. Good luck.
I had a question about, I suppose, so right now, I have the intention to become a bhikkhu for at least 1 year.
Yeah.
But a part of me is saying that just to kind of like get my foot in the door and
yeah.
Kind of go through that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about, I guess, satta or yeah. Confidence.
Yeah.
Sort of the factors around that. Is that just something that develops on its own? You don't really need to think about it as you kind of just go on with the practice? Or for you, oh, this is her mom.
What?
This is her mom.
So you're also Thai?
I'm Thai, 100% Thai. She's Thai.
She's also Thai, huh? I mean, you have to have at least, you know, some faith in the Buddha's teaching. Yeah? If you have faith in the Buddha's teaching, yeah, and the path, you know, that you taught, yeah, and then the satta will come, you know, I mean, this is a basic satta that you have to have, yeah, before you can practice. Yeah? But the more you practice, and the more you see, you know, that what he says, you know, or that what he teaches, leads to the things that he says it will lead to, yeah, I mean, the more satta you will become. Yeah? So, I mean, you develop the satta, you know, from the basic satta that you have in the Buddha's teaching, yeah? Because it seems logical, it seems, you know, I mean, it seems evident, you know, the things that he says, you know, about karma, about your rebirth, and so on. Yeah? From that on, you know, then you go his way, and then the more you see that what he teaches, you know, I mean, about samadhi, anapanasati, you know, that leads to the calmness, you know, or leads to this, or leads to this, the investigation leads to understanding, yeah? I mean, the more satta, the satta will grow by itself, yeah? Because you see what he teaches, you know, is right. So, I mean, you cannot really develop the satta, yeah? It will come, it will develop through your own practice, yeah? The more you practice and the more honestly you practice, yeah, or sincerely you practice, you know, the more the satta will come. Do you want to ordain a samuchi or what?
I just, like, you know, I just stopped practicing this year. Like, before, yeah, I'm Buddhist, I'm born Buddhist.
What?
I'm born like a Buddhist, but...
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, so, but I never practice much, but recently, it's like, I
especially not in Australia.
It's hard to say, though. I'm born here, but I think I'm more interested in Hong Kong, because I think when I've been there, I miss the temple and things. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the temple is not the Dhamma, yeah? The temple, yeah. I mean, I've been to the Western places, you know, and all the Western places, you know, the Western Buddhist places that come from Thailand, yeah, yeah, are the same. They're just piti ni, piti non, piti nam, yeah. And that has nothing to do with Buddhism. The Lord Buddha didn't teach about, you know, you have to do piti, piti ban, or piti rot, or piti ni, or piti non, huh? And that is what you know, and you know, okay, what you can do is namcha, you know, and, you offer food or you offer money, you know, for whatever they want, you know, and, I mean, that is developing namcha, yeah, yeah, or generosity, or you can develop, you know, a little bit of respect that is not there in Australia. People don't have respect for each other. No. I mean, they say hello, but you know, they don't respect other people, yeah? They don't respect the beings of other people or their way of life, yeah? They don't care. That is not respect. Yeah? They don't care what you do, yeah? As long as it doesn't bother them. If it bothers them, then they care, yeah? Because it is connected with themselves, yeah? But this kind of respect that you see here in school or to the teacher, huh? I mean, you've been to university, yeah? Hmm? Do they respect the prof? Professor?
Oh, yeah, yes, of course.
Huh?
I study university in Thailand.
Where?
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there you see the difference, you know? I mean, from the Western attitude, yeah? Hmm? It is my right. Yeah, that is the Western attitude. Yeah? Yeah? If you're Buddhist, my karma is that what I own. Yeah? And that's what I get. Yeah? Mm? So, and the longer you are in the West, you know, I mean, the less you become a Buddhist. Yeah? Mm? I mean, because you assimilate. Yeah? With the culture, when you live there for 10 years, yeah? I mean, you assimilate automatically, you cannot even avoid it, yeah? You will take on, you know, you will take on the characteristics of the people surrounding you, yeah? No? Yeah, I mean, maybe you didn't live very long, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, if it is 1 year, if you just live 1 year, you know, then this is different, yeah? But I noticed, you know, I lived two years in the United States, you know, I started there, yeah? I mean, it makes something with you without you even realizing, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because people think differently, acting differently, yeah? Handling things differently, yeah? You cannot keep the things, you know, I mean, that you did before. Yeah? You automatically assimilate, yeah? And automatically also assimilate the values, you know, the values of the society you live in, yeah? Or the community. Now, if you're a close community of just, you know, Thai people, you know, living there, not having contact with anybody else, but that is impossible, yeah? Then you might be able to preserve, yeah? But that is my experience from people who live too long, you know, in the Western Hemisphere. Yeah. They lose their values and all what is Buddhism, you know, they say is Buddhism. I mean, how difficult this is to keep the five precepts in the West. See, I mean, that is the basis of Buddhism. Yeah? Yeah. Hmm? They lie, they cheat, they steal. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, it's all against, you know, I mean, that is not, you know, the basis of Buddhism is seen samadhi panya, yeah? Hmm? So, I mean, the longer you are, how long have you been in?
7 years.
Yeah?
7 years. 8 years.
Your mom as well, huh?
No, she lives here in
Utan. Mom, come here. Yeah, Lu Yu, Mon Thai, there, but. Do na la. Go Lu Yu, been con Thai, huh? Then Mon Tia. Panay Mon Tia. Yeah.
ไม่รู้ว่าแต่หน้ามันเป็นแบบนี้ก็คนจะบอกว่าหน้าเครียดแต่จริงๆอาจจะมีค่ะจริงๆลูกแท้จะบวชยาวแล้วก็ลูกสาวก็อีกในโลกนึงอะไรเงี้ยอยู่ที่ไหนอะไรนะคะลูกสาวอยู่ไหนลูกสาวอยู่กรุงเทพฯอยู่กรุงเทพฯอยู่กรุงเทพฯมันก็เป็นเมืองนรกไม่ใช่ค่ะไม่เมืองนรกใช่ค่ะปักกงจอมไม่อุดรนะ อุดรมีความสงบนะและมีธรรมด้วยนะแต่เมืองกรุงเทพฯเราไม่ได้หาเงินนะต้องหาเงินนะความเครียดมาจากไม่ชอบอันนี้ไม่ชอบอันนู้นอยากได้นี่อยากได้นู้นนี่นั่นความเครียดมาที่นี่และไม่ได้ ไม่รู้นะนะมันจะอยากได้หรือไม่ได้แล้วไม่เคยพิจารณาดูนะเป็นอะไรของเรานั้นมันอยู่ในโลกนี้ของเรามันอยู่อาศัยกรรมเป็นทายาทของกรรมนะอะไรที่เกิดขึ้นนะเพราะว่ากรรมของเราทําให้เกิดขึ้นนี่ชาวพุทธต้องเข้าใจอันนี้นะเมื่อนี้ไม่เข้าใจก็มันโลกนั้นมันต้องสู้กับโลกต้องฟัดกับโลกแล้วฟัดกับคนนะแล้วฟัดกับอากาศนี่หรืออากาศโน่นนะและสุดท้ายก็ไม่สบายใจแต่เมื่อเข้าใจนะทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างที่เกิดกับเรานะมันมาจากเรามาจากใครไหนของเรามาจากกรรมของเรานี่มันจะป้ายโยมลึกๆอ่ะจริงๆเราเป็นห่วงลูกสาวเพราะลูกสาวก็เป็นเซเลบใช่ไหมคะเป็นอะไรเซเลบดาราอ๋อเป็นดารา ก็เป็นมันจับชักลูกสาวฮะของเขาดูแลลูกสาวกี่ปี20 ปีนะพอแล้วนี่งานของเขาจบลงแล้วเล็กๆน้อยๆนะมันที่อายุ2-3 ขวบนะมันมีชิดตัวเองนะ
แล้วมันเปลี่ยนจิตของเขาก็เปลี่ยนนิสัยของเขาก็มันยากบางทีก็มันไม่ได้บางทีก็ได้นะนี่แต่นี่ไม่ใช่ปัญหาของเขาฮะ
เพราะว่าเรารู้สึกว่าเพื่อที่เขาพบเน
ี่
ยจะเป็นพวกก
ิน
เหล้าเมายาไปเที
่
ยว
ครับ
ไปด
ื่
มไปอะไรอย่
าง
เง
ี้
ยค่ะเม
ื่อก่อนพูดอันเดียวก็เมื่อไม่เข้าใจนะฮะ ก็บางที่ก็พี่ชายก็น้องชายเป็นพี่ชายก็น้องชายน้องชายละ
น
้
องชาย
นะก็เมื่อน้องชายคุยกับพี่นะฮะฮะเมื่อไม่เข้าใจไม่เป็นไรทิ้งไปเพราะว่าของเขาเก๋นะศาสนาพุทธนั้นไม่ใช่เมืองศาสนาคริสต์นะศาสนาพุทธนะเมื่อคนก็ไม่ได้มาไปหาศาสนาของเขาไม่ได้สอนใครฮะเพราะว่านั้นมันเสียเวลาฮะและเสียกำลังด้วยฮะคนที่สนใจในศาสนาพุทธฮะตรงๆมาเองฮะแล้วพูดอะไรก็เวลาไม่อยากฟังก็แล้วแต่นะเป็นกรรมของเขาด้วยฮะมันจะอะไรมันอันตรายฮะแต่เมื่อชอบนะมันชาตินะก็ต้องรับโทษนะและของเขาก็ช่วยไม่ได้ของเขาไม่ได้พูดอันเดียวเมื่อฟังก็พูดต่อไปมันไม่อยากฟังจบลงนะทำเพื่อตัวเองนะฮะเป็นตัวอย่างที่ดีซึ่งลูกสาวก็เห็นอยู่นี่โอ้แม่ทำอะไรทำไมแม่ก็เปลี่ยนไปฮะนี่ของเรานะนะมันพาอ่านทุกองหน้าเลยที่อยู่ที่อุดรธานีนะลุงธรรมหาบัวนะมันเห็นอยู่นะเป็นตัวอย่างที่ดีนะและของเราเห็นอยู่ตัวอย่างที่ดีและอยากเป็นเหมือนกันฮะและถามโน้นเนี่ยมันจะทำอะไรเพื่อเป็นแบบนี้ฮะโอเคสิ่งกันมาปัญญาก็เหมือนกันมันความหวงนะมันเป็นมาจากกิเลสฮะมันต้องปัดตอกนะและเห็นนะแม่งานใจนะ understand your mother speak English now
yes,
yes. she was married to an Australian I come from Europe. I lived in Europe. I went to all of the European states, you know. Then I studied in the U.S. And I spent just 3 months in Australia, and I thought that was my worst experience of human being that I've ever had.
When did you go to Australia?
2010.
What city?
Perth.
They invited you to come talk?
Yeah. No, the monasteries didn't invite me, yeah. I mean, Ajahn Brahm didn't invite me to come, yeah. They invited, the organization invited me to give one talk, yeah. But I was with a lay person, you know, who invited me to come.
Because we go to Ajahn Kalyano, Buddha Bodhivan. That's a normal temple we go to.
But he is a Westerner.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very good monk. He was with Ajahn Chah for a while.
I know. Yeah, I know all the Ajahn Chah monks. I know Ajahn Kalyano. I know them. Yeah. But they have not understood the Dhamma. Ajahn Dan has understood the Dhamma.
Ajahn Dan.
Yeah. He's a disciple of Ajahn Chah. Yeah. But also the disciple of Lungta Mahabua. Ajahn Dan. Yeah.
I read his biography. At the end, he asked Lumbhutar.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. After a while, I mean, he stayed with a while with Lumbhutar. Yeah, but there's no Western monk, you know, that I know from Ajahn Chah that really understood the Dhamma. They are good monks. Yeah, I don't say they are not bad. They are bad monks. They are good monks. Yeah, but they don't understand the depth of Dhamma because they've never really practiced that. I mean, all what they do, Western, what Westerners do, they go and preach. Eh? They have five panta and then they go out, you know, and preach. No?
Preach so on, like,
yeah.
Until you like it, I mean, until you can pass yourself out and then you're able to teach people, that's what I told my son, you know, don't go anywhere until you.
You heard of Lumpu Panya?
Yes, I have a lot of faith in him.
Yeah? I mean, Lumpu Panya, I mean, with, what was it, 15 or 18 Pansa? Yeah? I mean, the people in England asked him, you know, to come back to England, yeah? And then he went to see Lungda Mahabur, and Lungda Mahabur said, are you finished? And then he stayed for the rest of his life with Lungda Mahabur. Because, you know, what is the point of teaching? Yeah? If you don't know what you're teaching, if you just repeat, you know, the suttas, yeah? I mean, you read the suttas, you understand the suttas, but you don't understand. You think you understand it. Your whole world, you know, your whole world is in your thoughts and in your memories and in your association. At the time of the Lord Buddha, they didn't have books. Huh? They just practice. Yeah? But for the Westerners, yeah? I mean, there might be some exception, but for the Westerners I saw, yeah? I mean, including most of the bhikkhus, you know, even in Bantat, yeah? I mean, they understood, you know, practice is the important thing, and they didn't teach, you know, unless they went out, yeah? But we are educated, you know, to use our brain, yeah? So when we teach the Dhamma, when we listen to the Dhamma, we understand, you know, with our brain, you know, and then we think we understand everything, and then we go out and teach the things that we don't understand. Yeah? We haven't come down to the bottom of the heart yet. Yeah? I mean, every arahant that teaches the same thing, but with different words, with different similes. Yeah? So it looks to us, you know, that's why lots of Thai people are confused, yeah? They go to this arahant and he says this. They go to that arahant and he says, what is it? Yeah? But if you have understood the Dhamma, then they say the same thing. They just use different words or different similes. Yeah?
I heard a talk once by Ajahn Panya. Someone asked him, like, do you have any advice for new monks?
Yeah?
And he said, one doesn't understand the Dhamma. One doesn't really understand the Dhamma until they get samadhi. And
yeah.
In your first year, you should try, I think he said, cut thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? So, we're cutting thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so a thought arises. But
yeah.
So I can't necessarily control if a thought arises. It's it's the mindfulness that captures that and just lets it go or replace it with the Buddha, for example. Is that cutting thoughts? Is that
what he means with cutting thoughts. It's replacing thoughts.
Replacing thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, you either replace it when you do anapanasati, you replace it with the attention on the breath, or you replace it with the word Buddha. I mean, to be at a single point, I mean, that is the most difficult thing, and that's what Westerners can, yeah. I mean, I stayed, you know, for a year in the Western monastery with Ajahn Sumedho, Ajahn Anand, you know, all these monks, you know, that have now lots of pansa, you know. They told me, you know, I mean, I was good at samadhi. They told me, Westerners cannot sit in samadhi. Yeah. And that is wrong. Seen samadhi, panya. Yeah. And Ajahn Panya understood it, you know, but it was still difficult for him to practice, yeah. Because the mind, you know, it was busy, you know, the mind is busy, so you return to it, yeah, until the mind gets completely calm. Once it gets calm, doesn't mean that you understand the Dhamma, yeah? You understand the Dhamma through investigation, yeah? But at least it is calm, you have a clearer view of the thing, yeah? But understanding Dhamma is by asking the questions, yeah, and the citta is that what answers, not the kilesa. If you think about something, you know, the kilesas give you an answer, yeah? And then you say, yes, it's correct, or maybe, yeah, or you doubt it, you know. But if the citta answers, you know, there's no doubt about it. You cannot question. Whatever the citta knows, you cannot question. And that is understanding the Dhamma. Because then you have understood it. But in order to get there, of course it is important, you know, to have samadhi. But on the other hand, you know, you have to do investigation. You have to understand the five khandhas. You have to understand what the thing is, yeah? What came before the thought? What came before the feeling? What came before this memory? What came before that, yeah? Now, okay, before the memory, a feeling came. What came before the feeling, you know? You have to retrace back until you find, you know, the root cause.
So in cutting thoughts, okay, so I use the Buddha, but then now, like, I see certain memories coming up again and again. So then at that point, I investigate, like, what's coming before, and kind of just keep asking the same question. And
you can, but I would only do that, yeah? I mean, the kilesas will take any opportunity, you know, I mean, to put in a lot of memories, yeah? I give the advice only if the same kind of memory comes over and over again, you know? Then investigate. Not just memories anyway, yeah? I mean, memories are just like thought. What?
Like same kind, say like the same person, like one, like a person that just keeps coming up.
A person that keeps coming up, yeah, then I would investigate what is behind this person, yeah? What is your attachment, what is your attraction to this person, yeah? And then cut it down. If you can't find it, then forget it for a while, you know, and then go back and deeper, yeah?
So say, like, okay, say it's the person, what's the attachment, and then it's like the wisdom to be like, well, attaching is causing suffering, and then it's like letting go, and then it's like the chitta kind of just...
That is, you know, that is the Western approach.
Mm. Yeah? Like yoni so manasikara, you know that one?
Yeah.
So is that...
I know what Kalaya, what they are teaching, you know.
Ajahn Jeff.
Yeah, it's also Ajahn Jeff, yeah. Mm. But Ajahn Jeff should know better because he had a very good teacher. Yeah? Yes, I mean, there's nothing wrong with what they say, yeah. But what is the meaning of it? Yeah. I mean, Kalayana Mitta, yeah. I mean, we in the West think a Kalayana Mitta, you know, gives us some advice, is very nice to us, you know, it's very helpful, yeah. No, a Kalayana Mitta, you know, I mean, he scolds us when we do something wrong. Yeah? And that hurts us. Yeah? Like Lungta Mahaboy, you know, I mean, when he taught us, you know, he came always with a grim face, you know, and pointed at us, yeah? Yeah? Or stepped on our toes and asked us, does it hurt? If it hurts, then we learn something. If it doesn't hurt, you know, we don't learn anything. Yeah? That is a good teacher who shows you, know, where it hurts. Yeah? Who shows you where you're attached, because where you're attached, that's where it hurts. Yeah? That's a good teacher, you know, who can show you, no, okay, you know. And he always pokes at the same thing, yeah? until you investigate it, and through the investigation it is gone. Yeah? So the attachment to this person, don't think about the attachment to this person. Ask, what triggered this memory of this person?
So that would be like a thought, potentially, or sense impression?
I don't know. Okay. It can be a feeling, it can be a sense impression, it can be a thought, it can be a memory itself. Yeah? So you have to go back, yeah? Because there is something that triggered it. In what moment does it come up? Huh? When you're bored? Then you don't even need to investigate it. Yeah? Because it just, you know, it plays with you. When you're bored, you know, or when it is too difficult, you know, then the kilesas bring up something, you know, that interests you, yeah? And then you think this is something important, but it's actually nothing important. They just want to distract you, yeah? And you fall for it. You have to understand, you know, I mean, the kilesas are very powerful, yeah? And they are smarter than we are. Yeah? Because they have learned with us for billions of lives. Yeah? Don't think you can outsmart them. They will laugh, yeah? Because it's the kilesas that outsmart the kilesas, yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
จริงๆลูกอ่ะยมมีโยมนึกอยู่ในใจตลอดว่าอยากให้อยู่กับหลวงปู่จันเรียนคราวนี
้หลวงปู่จันเรียนมันเยอะพายเยอะนะร้อยกว่าองค์นะหลวงปู่จันเรียนไม่มีเวลาก็สอนนะมันก็ต้องไปกับครูบาอาจารย์ที่สอนเราและสุดท้ายก็หลวงตาก็หลวงพ่อก็มา35องค์นะ35องค์มันเยอะอยู่แต่หลวงตามหาโกบวนะมันดูแลได้12องค์ฮะคนอื่นก็ไม่สนใจฮะเห็นอยู่นี่มันไม่มีประโยชน์นะสอนเขาอยู่เฉยๆอยู่ปัญญาเฉยๆแต่ไม่มีประโยชน์สอนเขาแล้วเลยดูมองดูนะคนไหนที่มีประโยชน์ก็สอนแล้วคนนี้ก็สอนตลอดเวลานะไม่ปล่อยนะต้องมีครูบาอาจารย์ที่มีกำลังที่ยังมีกำลังอยู่นะ และที่สอนเราได้เมื่อหลวงพุทธันก็มีนะมันก็สอนได้เราก็ที่อยู่นะ
นิกายมหายานกับไม่มีปัญหานะคะ
ทำมาย
ุ
นิกายมห
ายานก็เดี๋ยวนี้ก็มันสมัยก่อนก็ทำประโยชน์ก็ดีกว่านะเดี๋ยวนี้ก็มันเลี้ยวเหมือนกันนะมันชั่วเหมือนกันนะมีแต่ส่วนมากก็มีแต่พระป่านะนะไม่ว่าก็เป็นมหานิกายก็ไม่ว่าก็เป็นธรรมยุทธ์นะนะมันที่สอนที่ยังสอนถูกนะแต่อยู่ที่อยู่ในเมืองนะพระที่อยู่ในเมืองก็อยู่ที่หมู่บ้านนะก็มันไม่มีประโยชน์นะสำหรับเราสำหรับย้อมก็มีประโยชน์มากฮะฮะแต่สำหรับเราที่หาทางออกก็มันไม่มีประโยชน
์ So I can also ask like motivation right like coming to practice like for me like a big part is like I see like greed and hatred inside myself
yeah
I really don't like that and I want to get rid of that
yeah
but for some people it's like they don't want to be reborn again and yeah. I don't know like I can't like in honesty say that like I'm at that level where like that's like
doesn't
clear it doesn't yeah. quite matter,
doesn't matter. I mean, greed and hatred is enough, you know? I mean, if you overcome greed and hatred, you're not born again in these realms anymore, yeah? Huh? You just wait for until you float up to Nibbana. But this greed and hate, it's all connected to this body. Everything we do is connected to this body.
So with the Buddha, sometimes like I use a different word and like tacho for example or kesa, and
you can use it, but you know I mean you have to be careful, yeah. If you use Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that leads to the calm mind to samadhi, yeah, to concentration. But for concentration, you also have to know you have to develop one more thing. It's called sati. And sati is awareness. It's not mindfulness. Huh? I mean, people translate sati as mindfulness. Huh? But sati is actually mind emptiness. The mind is completely empty, but it's aware of all the things that are going on.
Is it like a recollection?
No. Sati is the knowing nature of the citta. So once you go into deep samadhi, then there's just a pure knowingness. Eh? When you come out of samadhi, you know, I mean, then this knowingness knows that there's a thought, knows that there's a memory, knows that there's a feeling. But it doesn't attach a label to it. Eh? It just knows. And that's where we want to go. Yeah? And that's why we have to develop the sati, this awareness of the breath. How is the breath at every moment? How is the Buddha at every moment? Yeah? Not just, yeah? I mean, monotonously repeating the Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah, that helps, you know, in order to get a little bit of concentration. And once we have a concentration, then we know, is the Buddha deep? Is it shallow? Is it, you know, is it fast? Is it slow? Yeah?
So that's like a refined sati, like the sati keeps getting refined by knowing these subtleties of breath.
Yes, but you have to, yeah. Lots of people don't even develop the sati. They just do Buddha, 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 Buddha.
So it's like sati sapanjana, like I'm really aware that like,
yes.
The Buddha starts, the
yeah.
Go ends.
Yes,
and, okay.
That's it, sati. Mm. Yeah? And if For me, you know, it was very difficult to understand what sati was because, you know, being brought up in the West, like, just like you, I mean, learning, you know, I mean, sati is mindfulness. Huh? Huh? And then until, you know, I came to see Lungta, you know, and then he said, yeah, the person who, yeah, when a person has sati, there, at that moment, you know, it's only a moment, yeah, he has no kilesa. So there's no desires. There's no tanha coming up. Be it bad, or good desire or bad desire. Yeah? And that made me understand that sati is not mindfulness.
Huh? So sati needs no object per se.
It doesn't, normally it doesn't need no object, but for us to develop it, it needs an object. It needs the object where it's concentration, where the samadhi goes into. Samadhi goes, you know, the concentration goes on the breath, and sati knows about the breath. Because if you understand what Lungda Mahabodh teaches, sati panya are the only weapons that we have to overcome the kilesa, or to fight the kilesa. He didn't say samadhi panya. Huh? And a lot of people don't really understand what sati is. It's very difficult, you know, because, I mean, if there is calm, people, you know, when they go, you know, when they do their Buddha or whatever they do, you know, then they get calm, you know, and then they stay with the calm. Instead of doing the Buddha, instead of refining the Buddha, instead of knowing, to develop this knowing, this awareness about the Buddha or about the breath, you know, stay with the calm until it goes, you know, and then they do the Buddha or Anapanasati again.
So you say like I'm Buddha, I get kind of calm, and then I jump to the calm. And then
no, that is wrong.
So I have to be like, the Buddha is like...
Yeah, it is your mainstay. Yeah, you have to, when you do sitting meditation or walking meditation, Buddha, yeah, you always stay to the Buddha until the mind really centers in into one point, yeah? Where you can't think the Buddha anymore, where you know, yeah? If you haven't developed the knowingness, you don't know, yeah? You think, oh, the Buddha disappeared. No, the Buddha does not disappear. The breath does not disappear. Our interest in the breath disappears. That's why we are not aware of the breath anymore. Or our interest in the Buddha disappears. That's why we are not aware of the Buddha anymore. The Buddha becomes so fixed that you know you cannot think any one more Buddha, yeah? And that's where you jump into the knowingness, yeah? And then you go into Apana Samadhi or Lungta Mahabodh said, you know, the Asachan, preview of Nibbana. Yeah? Because then the whole universe disappears.
Is
it
very empty?
No, it's not empty. Empty, you know, you can call Samadhi, you know, being some sort of empty, yeah? But there's still somebody who knows that there's emptiness. Yeah? But in that state, in Nibbana, you don't know. You don't know object, yeah? That is the pure sati, yeah? Or the pure knowingness, yeah? That doesn't know object. Because as long as you know object, there's duality. And as long as there's duality, there's anicca, anatta, dukkha.
Is there any particular thing to deal with, like, excitement? You know, or is it just kind of doing it over and over again until, okay, I've fallen for this trick multiple times now. Like when the PT sort of comes up or rapture, you kind of get excited.
Yeah.
You want to go back to the Buddha.
We are free to experiment. Yeah? I mean, that's how we learn. I mean, how does a kid learn? How does a child learn? It tries out this, it tries out that, it tries out that. Yeah? As long as you have your mainstay, as long as you know what you want, yeah? Yeah? Then you can try it out, yeah? Go with the rapture, you know what it is, yeah? But then stay just with the object of rapture. Just the same way as you stayed with the Buddha, yeah? It can be, you know, it can be not, you know, I can be wholesome or I cannot be wholesome. You will see afterwards, yeah? What brings you this? But then you have to also to try the other thing. Yeah? You understand? In order to be able to compare, you know, what is more wholesome? Is the quietude, is the calmness more wholesome, or is this rapture more wholesome? There's nothing wrong, you know, with going into the rapture, because sometimes, you know, work is very hard, you know, so you want to enjoy, at least have some enjoyment, you know, and then, okay, yeah, and then go out of it, you know, and do our work, yeah. 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 I mean, it's all, you know, I mean, you have to understand, you know, I mean, what Ajahn Dhan or what Lungda Mahabho or what I'm teaching is, this is the way, you know. That doesn't mean that we can deviate and experience this and experience that, yeah. But we have to always have in mind, you know, this is the path, yeah. If you leave it out, you know, sometimes it doesn't bring that. You think you missed something, yeah? Then try it out, you know, evaluate it, and then say, okay, nothing to it, yeah? Or the Kilesas has learned, like that, often, you know, the Kilesas has tricked me, okay, yeah? They will trick you for a long time. But the same thing happens, you know. when you tell yourself, okay, Kilesas has tricked me, nothing wrong, next time I try not to get tricked, yeah? And then they trick you again. You say, okay, they tricked me again, yeah? Huh? But don't get frustrated, yeah? Say, okay, next time I try it again, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, when you get tired and you just get up, that's not the way. You get tired, you know, or there's too much pain, then you say, okay, I lost. This is very important for us to understand what we are doing. I lost to the kilesas, they inflict too much pain, or they inflict too much tiredness in it, but tomorrow I will try, or next time I will try a little bit more. That's how you keep afloat, yeah? That is su mai thoi, yeah? Yeah? But we have to know what we are doing. Before we get up, we have to know, I mean, what is the reason why we get up, no? Or why we stopped doing the walking meditation. You have to know that, yeah? And then say, okay, give in, yeah? Most of the time we don't have any options anyway, yeah? We give in, but next time we try a little bit more. That's how we succeed, yeah?
ถ้าพวกคําว่าถ้ามีสติกิเลสจะเข้าไม่ได้ใช่มั้ยครับถ้ามีช่วงไหนที่มีสติกิเลสเข้าไม่ได้ไม่มีกิเลสที่หลวงพ่อเข้าใจเพราะว่าก่อนก็อยู่ที่เมืองนอกก็มันสอนสติก็เป็นมายด์ฟูลเนสโอ้ยมายด์ฟูลเนสมายด์ฟูลเนสนะ
but I have no sati My mind is full of one thing, yeah? It's good, it's better than full of many things, yeah? Yeah? But it's not mind emptiness. If you're mindful walking, then you're mindful walking, yeah? Yeah? But you don't know what is going on around. Yeah? If you have sati while walking, yeah? You know what is going on around you. You know what is happening, 2 meters, even if you don't look. The knowingness knows. But as in, it doesn't pick and choose objects, yeah?
But to get to that, we need the object to...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, even when you walk, you know, you still have the object of the breath. Yeah? But you're, I mean, the breath is very clear, but you know, the knowingness knows the things are wrong. Yeah? So you don't even have to look up, you know what is happening. You can develop that, yeah, but it is. That is the difficulty for most of the people to develop the sati. Because it is difficult. Every moment you have to ask yourself, you know, how is the Buddha? Is it the beginning? Is it the middle? Is it the end? You know, is it, yeah? Is it changing to the next Buddha? You know, is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha deep? Is it Buddha shallow? Yeah? We have to install, you know, I mean, the knowingness knows it, you know, but we have to to dig it out. And that is, of course, more boring than just sitting there. So nice. Yeah?
It depends on how, like, in my case, so I need to work there for a while. Then what is your recommendation for the best way that I need to, like,
return as soon as possible?
Is it the best way?
Yeah, that's the best way.
Little,
I mean, if you know what is going on in the world, you know, there will be another world war. Yeah? And so you're safe, not in Bangkok, you're not safe, but here in Isan you're safe. Yeah, I mean, of course, you practice meditation, yeah? I mean, the person who has sati has the options, you know, to go different ways, yeah? I mean, look at the people, you know, in Melbourne or wherever you are, you know, they are constantly with their phones, you know, they don't know where they are going. They run into this object, run into that object because they are occupied with their phone. It's the same with us. We are occupied with our plans, with our things, and we don't know what is going on around us. Yeah? So, the more you have sati, the more you're aware of what is going on, the more choices you have. Yeah? Lungda Mahabho said another thing about sati. The person who has sati doesn't make mistakes. People who don't have sati, you know, make mistakes, yeah? Because they think. They don't observe what is happening, yeah? Because whatever is happening has a perfect reaction towards it, yeah? But if we think, yeah, this, we should do it like this, we should do it like this, we should do it like that, that's where we go wrong. I know it's difficult to understand. Yeah, try to come back as fast as possible, yeah? Because it can happen this year, yeah? And then you're not safe in Australia.
We actually saw a YouTube video of Lumpu Shaw, one of his disciples, talking about a story about how he was taken to New York, and then they were at an apartment, and then he just looked at the World Trade, this is like in the 1990s, and he looked at the World Trade Center, and he's like, there's going to be two planes that come crashing here, and it's going to be Middle Easterns. Like, and then they told the apartment lady, like, go buy somewhere else. Okay. Because when 9/11 happened, that apartment was close to the building. Yeah. So that building's foundation got rocked, had to demolish it. And then he made other predictions about World War as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That the south of Thailand, you know, Bangkok is underwater. Yeah. So you better sell your apartment in Bangkok.
And move to. They're on the good shit. Because I finished my second house in Chatham already.
Yeah. I mean, you have to move at least up to Korat, you know, to be safe.
My thing is very high, next to the mountain.
Yeah, next to the mountains, yeah, because all the flatland will be underwater, just like, you know, Europe and so on.
What year did he say that
he never said it. I mean, there's things in the future, yeah? I mean, that depends on the actions of the humanity, yeah? So if they are a little bit more restrained, then it will go more into the future. If they are less restrained, it will happen earlier. Yeah? So, but at the moment, I mean, when you look at, what is it? Palestine and Israel, you know, they want to extend it, you know. So if it extends into a bigger war, you know, then it is very close to happening, yeah. Did you see, you know, I mean, there will be a nuclear device, you know, over Manhattan that will destroy the whole Manhattan.
That's what Lukashenko said.
Yeah, yeah. But that will come. Maybe this year or maybe next year, yeah. And then the whole financial system is broken. So all the money is not worth a thing anymore.
So better become a monk.
Better become a monk or have some stash of gold or silver.
Yeah, I call it not gold.
Because gold is always.
Yeah, yeah? Okay, I will do that. Actually, I have some.
I mean, there is a lady that supports us, you know, I mean, or supported Lungda Mahabua and then sometimes comes here, you know, she has a gold song. She was talking about the Second World War, yeah? She had to buy rice with a piece of gold. Because there was nothing, you know, I mean, there was no value to the money, yeah? So if you wanted to eat something, you know, you had to have gold or silver or whatever. No, even, you know, piece of jewelry, yeah? To trade in for some food, yeah? I mean, the farmers, of course, you know, they will have, yeah? And that is the nice thing about Isan. There are lots of farmers around here that grow the food, you know, that we can eat. Mm. But in the cities, there it's difficult. They don't grow food, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Actually, I follow your page. You know, when I see you have some like buy the equipment for the hospital, I pass the money.
Yeah.
I do support behind.
That's okay because I mean I don't want to build charities and things. I want to, you know, I mean, if I have money, if money comes in, I want to give it to the people. Yeah. So I mean, supporting hospitals or, you know, the little, yeah, stations or whatever is necessary, you know, for the survival of us.